You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. There is some risk, I know, in making assumptions, especially when it comes to this economy and the Congress of the United States. But we will talk about that. So much to talk about, actually, a mere 6 minutes in which to do it. Heather Long is here from the Washington Post. Hey, Heather.
Hi, Kai.
So let me ask you this. Am I right to assume that there is going to be some kind of package from Congress? Because as we sit here right now, it's kind of up in the air.
It's crazy that it's up in the air, but I'm hopeful we'll have one. Obviously, they think they can do it by Sunday night to prevent a true government shutdown on Monday. But a lot of unemployed people I've been talking to today say this sure looks a lot like the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Yeah, it kind of does. Look, let me ask you this, and this is building on some reporting that you did this week about poverty in this economy and how if Congress doesn't get its act together, it will only get worse after a very rough 9 months in this year. What we have in this bill is arguably half a loaf of what's needed, maybe a quarter of a loaf. But is it coming too late? There are some people who are going to fall through the cracks as we get things spun up again if Congress does something.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, even in an ideal world, if we get something passed this weekend or early on Monday, that's still not a lot of time to turn this money around. There's people who have eviction hearings scheduled that I've spoken with for January 5th. Is that still going to happen or not? Or these aid, even the unemployment aid, I just got off the phone with the Georgia Department of Labor, and they said, we're literally sitting here at our computers trying to figure out if we have to shut down unemployment benefits for millions of Georgians in a matter of days, or if we're going to have to extend the payments, add an extra 300 for how many weeks. You can't just, you'd like to think it's all could be done in a matter of seconds, but it can't. And at the moment, the statistic that really jumps out at me this week, we just got that latest data from the census that shows hunger in the United States is now at the highest level in this crisis. The pain is real.
Yeah, and we have seen the pictures of people lined up at food banks. Well, let me actually now turn to something you and I were talking about before we actually turned the microphones on and the gong went off. The nomenclature that people are using to talk about this bill, stimulus versus relief. I am of the personal opinion that we ought to be calling it a relief bill, right? Because there ain't necessarily much to stimulate right now.
You're 100% right, Kai. Stimulus is when we're trying to boost the economy. We're not trying to boost the economy right now. We're trying to get it through the winter and prevent even more devastation, even more hunger, even more evictions, even more small business closing. So this money, this $900 billion that's about to go out, is really, it's the Band-Aid, or people keep referring to it as the bridge to get to the other side. It's not some sort of pump up the economy measure that may be needed next year.
Well, speaking of next year, people do seem to be banking on another package early in the Biden term. You buying that?
I don't think it depends. Obviously, control of the Senate will be very key going forward. I do think there's hope. What I see more optimism, certainly from Wall Street, is hope for some sort of infrastructure package that could possibly pass later in 2021. I know we all chuckle it didn't happen during the Trump years.
Right.
Yeah. But that would certainly be a boost that would keep us going for a long time. I really worry a lot, Kai, I know you do too, about March, April, May. Yeah. A lot of this aid, even if this bill magically gets passed, they're talking about 10 weeks of unemployment aid. That ends in mid-March. Do we really think the vaccines are going to be widespread enough that people are going to want to venture out again to restaurants by March or April? That's a really big gamble.
Yeah. Let me change gears here for a second and picking up on that February, March, April thing. There was a Fed meeting this week. Chair Powell gave his usual press conference. And I will say here, we're talking to Rob Kaplan of the Dallas Fed a little bit later in the program. I was struck by, though, the optimism that seemed inherent in some of the Fed's predictions for, the next 6 months once we get through this winter. And I wonder if you were as well.
That was a huge takeaway. What's really odd right now is there's more pessimism about the next 6 months, and Chair Powell reiterated that. Can we get through? How many job losses are going to happen, and how many businesses are going to close forever? I think about U Street Music Hall in D.C. gone forever. But at the same time, there's more optimism about the second half of 2021. Part of it is the vaccine, but part of it also a lot of people who've been working from home, like you and I, have been saving money. Yeah. There's over $1 trillion more of money sitting in bank accounts. And if that starts to get spent next summer, that could be another additional boost to the economy. So that's why you see Wall Street rallying. That's why you see the Fed being a lot more optimistic that the second half of 2021 could look pretty good. But here's the big but.
Yeah.
Economic growth could recover next year, but jobs, employment, they're not thinking that'll be back till 2024.
Right. And as we've talked about before on this program, jobs in this economy are everything. So what do you make then, actually, just riffing off the jobs thing, of consumers and their mood and their willingness to spend money starting in, say, June, July, August, right? Because that's the whole smash.
It is. I'm a big believer that in this K-shaped recovery story, right. Do I believe the top 50% will be eager to get out and travel and spend and have some famous singer come to their billionaire birthday party? Sure. Get Taylor Swift on the road again. But for the bottom 50%, particularly for those folks that we've been writing about, 12 million people are thousands of dollars in debt right now on rent and utilities, even if they magically get a job back in April or May, their life doesn't turn around right away.
Heather Long at the Washington Post with a bonus mention of Taylor Swift as well. Heather, thanks very much. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.